we think it's a bit stupid if schools are still open. You're having gangs coming at lunchtime, surrounding,
and people aren't social distancing,
not keeping that distance. And then the schools, we're going back to the schools, sitting beside people, even though we're keeping our meters and the masks, it could be travelling. And then you see people when they're outside of school not wearing masks now. Like Leo Frecker did do a good job, but Micheál Martin should be just saying, right, come on, we have to lock the country down, put it on full level 5.
Yeah, true.
So you're happy with 5?
Yeah, it's all right, like, but I feel like Micheál Martin is not doing a good job. Like, Leo Frecker was way better. Like, you're not allowed people in your house, but you're allowed to sit in a class with loads of people. So I don't understand how that's supposed to work.
No, that government should be ashamed of themselves. They should have gotten that all cleared long ago, and they didn't. It's terrible, terrible sad now for us to go on like that, you know what I mean?
So you think the government should have perhaps had more beds,
more
in place,
so we wouldn't have had to go into lockdown. To be ready for it, you know what I mean? They're just letting us all die, you know what I mean? Where they should be doing something about it.
And all your friends and relatives dying?
Yeah, we had an uncle died yesterday morning. He did.
Didn't have anything to do with COVID?
We don't know now. But that shouldn't be allowed. They should have done something about that before this all went happen.
So how do you feel about another lockdown? How do you feel
about it? I mean, it's disgraceful. I mean, we're all suffering. How are we supposed to get to the shops and do our messages? Oh, they're leaving out in the Tesco's and up there. I mean,
so are you out doing last minute messages now?
Yeah, that's what I have to do. Go out and get me messages before this. Before it all happens.
What do you want from the government? Surely you want to eradicate or bring down the rate.
We want to bring down the rate and tell them to get something done with the place because people can't go on like that without animals. I mean, it's disgraceful. They're the fault of it, not us. They're doing it all. Now, thanks.
Yeah, I definitely understand why it's happening, but it's just very upsetting on a number of levels, I think. I think this Christmas, for sure, I'm going to try and buy local and just support Irish businesses, because I'd say they're really struggling now at the moment.
So early December, you'll be down to your local butcher, your local clothes shop, and you'll support local.
Yeah, and I'm in a WhatsApp group for mums around the area, and they've all been popping in like websites for local Irish shops, so I think I'll definitely be going that way.
There are teenagers, school kids walking past us, and they're not socially distancing. That message isn't getting through to young people, is it?
No, it's not. But I don't think schools are dangerous environments. My husband's a teacher and he said it's quite controlled in the school. But I suppose it's just a case of getting the message across what people are doing outside school hours.
So you're okay with level 5, you're ready. You know, you'll be able to see members of your family that could live more than 5 kilometres away.
Neither of our families, we're from Cork and Kilkenny, so it's just very upsetting last night. But I think I'd rather just do a level 5 now and hopefully get to see my family for Christmas.
And where is your family?
Cork.
And you miss them?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And do you want to say hello?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my mum and dad down in Carrigaline in Cork.
I'm sorry, I know it's an emotional time and you have a young baby.
Yeah, she was born just at the start of the first lockdown. So, it's just a case of being a new mom and managing it all. But we're doing well, like, everyone's alive and well, and that's the most important thing, really.
And what are your mum and dad's names?
Tony and Margaret.
It's about time they did it. They should have done it two or three weeks ago. I don't know whether it's going to do any good or not. It will bring the numbers down for a while.
Has the government been clear enough in the reasons why we're going into lockdown?
Well, I think they have been lately. For a long time, nobody understood what was happening, but at long last, they're starting to be a bit more clear.
And will you adhere to these new rules?
Well, I have been adhering because I'm an old woman. So I hope the young people adhere to them.
Are you prepared?
I am. My fridge is full.
We have to just keep safe at the end of it all anyway, you know?
I don't think they're right. Go into level 5, bring it all down again, yeah. Get it under control.
Didn't expect level 5, thought level 4 maybe and a few extra restrictions. But I think he's decided to make the right decision because they were very, very indecisive up to now. And I do think it's the right plan.
Should this decision have been made 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely 2 weeks ago, yes, absolutely. I think what they realise now is Christmas is coming around the corner and you know people are going to, if there are restrictions at Christmas, people are going to break the restrictions and go to family homes and meet with other members of the family. So they're a wee bit late, all right, but look, better late than never. think there was a bit of dithering there up to now. I thought Micheál Martin was very, very indecisive.
The people aren't going to obey what they're told to do, then they're going to have to bring it in. So I think they made the right decision to bring it in.
But if the people aren't going to obey, does it make any difference? I mean, if these people aren't going to obey in level 3, why would they obey in level 5?
I know, I agree with you. I don't think people will obey it, but the government had to do something to try. If that means being in fines to fine people, then that's what they had to do. But I don't think people will obey it, but they had to try to do something. So I understand why they brought it up to level 5. They're going to do it, just do it.
Can you understand why they're having the bubbles? So
the older generation, the older generation I can stand. Like, my dad's 90 and he lives on the north side, but my brother still lives at home, so he has company. But I can understand for the older people how it'd be nice to have someone calling in to them. Once it's the one person that they know, I can understand that, yeah.
I don't understand it.
So you don't understand why the government
went straight
going
to level
5?
Yeah. They're just going to have to live with it.
And why do you think they're doing it?
Just to frighten people, to be honest. I mean, all of a sudden, it's gone into thousands a day. I mean, is there really proof that there's thousands a day? Do you know what I mean? On my point of view, anyway, there's not.
Well, why would they make it up?
Just to frighten people.
And why do they want to frighten people?
Because they want to turn this place into a police state. That's what they're doing.
And why do they want to do that?
Just because they can. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day...
You really think that?
Yeah, I really think that, and I really believe that. I mean, they're punishing people that's abiding by the rules, and the ones that's not, they can go up and down the streets and do what they want. I just like to see if let people get on with it and try live with it. You know, stay level 3, give people a chance, but the people that's not abide by it, punish them. Like other countries are doing.
And what sort of punishments would you like?
Well, find them on the spot. Break up the crowds that they're gathering and everything else.
I don't agree with it. Level 3 was enough. Because I shouldn't be told I can't go past 2.5 kilometres.
Well, 5 kilometres.
5 kilometres, it's ridiculous. And I wear the mask when I'm in the shop and all. What is 5 kilometres about?
Can you understand why the government want to do this?
Because they're idiots.
You've been out shopping.
I'm
you've
getting
got
a few Christmas presents.
Christmas presents?
Yeah.
And what did you buy?
Well, I just bought shoes for the kids, some grandkids, and a few presents for the in-laws, the outlaws.
How busy were the shops?
Very busy.
So almost like Christmas?
Yeah. Well, 2 dozen of eggs, so we'll have plenty of fry.
So you're ready. And
I'm
how
ready.
Do you feel about level 5, lockdown
2.0? Well, I feel 2.0. Sorry for the shops. And for old people, like living on their own, and people down the country, it'd be very hard. Well, it seems to be all over the world. It's at the increasing everywhere. It's not only here. So, did they let off something else again? I don't think it's ever going to go away.
You think it's here for good?
I think so, yeah.
And we just have to learn to live with it?
We'll have to learn to live with it, like we learn to live with other things that we get.
I do understand, and it's very, very nerve-wracking at the moment, but it's for the best. It really is for the best. My husband is high risk, so I worry about him.
He is high risk?
Yeah, very high risk.
And he has underlying health issues?
Yes, he has.
So he's isolating right through?
All the time, yeah.
So you must be concerned and worried. You must be, I suppose, relieved with level 5 then, are you?
I am relieved, yeah. And it's, do you know what, we do 6 weeks and we get a Christmas. Just want to see my grandkids and all my children are away, so it's important.
So how hard will it be the next 6 weeks not seeing the grandkids?
Very, very hard. But look, we've done it for 7 months. What's 6 weeks? And then we could have a good Christmas. Wouldn't it be important?
Well, I think it's about time. If everybody had adhered to level 3, we wouldn't have had to go this far. And I think it's the only way that's going to stop it.
Well, I lost my mum to it, so I really, really feel it's important that people...
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Take on board what's happening. It really is a horrible, horrible thing. And from experience, I'd hate to see other families going through what we've gone through. She was cocooning, she was at home, and COVID still got to her, you know. They put her down to community contact. She was very sick, very, very, very sick. She hadn't been, ill beforehand. She had a spinal injury, so she had no respiratory problems or anything like that, but it still got her, you know.
What would you say to people today that don't want to go to level 5?
Just take on board. But the only way we're going to get out of this is if everyone takes heed, does their best. Protection's better than cure, you know.
And tell us about your mum. What sort of lady was she?
Oh, she was amazing. She was lovely. She loved pottering about up here in the shops and doing her two things, you know, and she's great friends, great community spirit.
And what was her name?
Doris.
All of us today, let's try and remember Doris.
Thank you very much. Thank you.